About half an hour ago, we spoke with the Romney campaign, and joining us now is Robert Gibbs, who's a senior campaign advisor to President Obama. Robert, thanks for coming on. Good to have you this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, the president won Virginia last time around. Did you foresee it being this close to the election?
Absolutely. Look, we've thought this was going to be a close race in a lot of these states and nationally right up until the very end. We've been preparing for that, and I think that's it's certainly playing true to form, at least until this point.
Now, let me ask you this. A lot of people say it's going to come down to which voters are more energized, Republicans or Democrats. Do you think the Democrats are as energized as Republicans?
You know, I do think they are, because I think they understand what's at stake in this election. I think they understand that if we elect Governor Romney, we're going to go back to the same economic ideas and economic theory that we had under George Bush, with tax cuts for the wealthy that we hope sprinkle down and touch somebody in the middle class. And we understand what happened with that theory and with those policies over the course of 8 years. They ended in an economic calamity that we've been digging out of ever since. So I think Democrats are energized because they know most of all what's at stake in this election.
4 years ago, we learned that most of the absentee ballots, like two-thirds of them, were for President Obama. This time, we're hearing in our Battleground Virginia series that most of the absentee ballots seem to be sent out to areas that are more inclined to vote Republican.
Well, look, I think that we're doing pretty well across the country and in Virginia in early voting. I think that, you know, when push comes to shove, it's going to be close in Virginia, but I feel pretty good about where we are. I think we've got the better argument. I think, as you said, our voters are energized and excited about what this race means. And I think, you know, Virginia will get to hear the case the president has to make a few more times before Election Day.
Now, the Real Clear Politics poll of polls is indicating it really is a dead heat in Virginia.
Yep.
Why is it this close?
Well, look, I think it's we've been through a tough 4 years economically. And look, remember, in 2008, it was the first time that Virginia went for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1964. So this is, you know, Virginia is probably the newest of the battleground states. You know, some of these places, you know, Ohio has been a battleground state for, gosh, I don't know, 100, 150 years, it seems like. For Virginia, this is a newer process. So, look, I think with that comes very, very close elections. And quite frankly, you've seen this in gubernatorial races and Senate races for a long, long time in Virginia, close races. And but I think, look, I feel pretty good, and I hope people who are listening will make sure that they have their voices heard on Election Day and get out and vote.
Do you feel like you've got a challenge not only in Virginia, but in states like New York, New Jersey, so hard hit by Hurricane Sandy, where people are going to have difficulty voting where they normally would?
Well, look, first and foremost, I know our hearts and our prayers are with those in places like New Jersey and New York. We've seen just devastating pictures over the last several days. So, look, our hearts go out to those folks. I believe that in those areas, and in parts of Virginia, that, you know, election officials are going to do everything in their power to make sure that folks that want to have their voices heard through their vote have a chance to do that. I know it won't be easy, but I have faith in the system, that the system will work for them and will work for the country.
Well, I understand Mitt Romney will be back in Virginia for a number of other visits before Election Day. Can you say the same for President Obama?
Absolutely. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but you can expect in Virginia to hear from the president several times before this race is over. It's a battleground. It's a very important place, and the president wants to make sure he's here to make that argument one more time.
Robert, thanks again. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having me, sir.
Robert Gibbs, senior campaign advisor to President Obama. And, of course, half an hour ago, we spoke to a representative of the Romney campaign.
He thinks you're old.